You're listening to NativeTalk.net. Audio files are available online at NativeTalk.net. Now, with a Big Joke a Minute guarantee, we promise for every single minute of airtime, this program will continue to be a big joke. Be a part of the program by emailing us, podcast@NativeTalk.net. And now, your hosts, Cliff and Brandon. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Good morning and welcome to the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. We've been actually gone for quite a while, and I apologize for that. Both me and Brandon have had an awful lot going on, which we will tell you about when we have a new show. Now, I know what you're thinking. This sure sounds like a new show, but it actually isn't, because before we did the NativeTalk.net radio podcast, we both had a previous podcast that we did called the English Express show, and that was named for the school that I ran when I was in Russia, and we kind of continued to do that. We had a lot of listeners from overseas. So since I'm not bringing you a new show today, I'm bringing you classic Cliff and Brandon from a number of years ago. Now, you've never heard it, so I promise it's interesting. We've got, we talk about the 80s in this show. We talk about the best age to be. Like, if you think about what the best age, you know, whether it's in your 20s, 30s, 40s, what is the best age to be as a human being? We've got a crazy lady who, well, you'll hear, she's insane. You've got a question quiz and gun versus hatchet. So think about it. If you were going to get into a fight and you had a choice between a hatchet and a gun, which would you choose? So that's all coming up. Let's get to it. And in the first segment, we have the crazy lady, the best age to be, and our 80s talk. So here we are. How you doing, Brennan?
Oh,
there we go. I had your mic turned off.
Oh, hi, everybody.
What do you remember the most about the 80s?
Diapers. being breastfed for a few months, but then formula after that. I walked for the first time. Well, yeah, and then the 90s came. That's about it.
Well, I was a kid of the 80s, and in Fort Collins, they have the world's only 1980s museum.
Wait. Is it like a time travel device? What is this?
Okay, it's called, I've got a menu here that you can see. It's called Totally 80s Pizza, okay? Oh, and it's a pizza place that's dedicated to the 1980s. And it was inspired by, and I'm sure you remember, what's that movie? Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it once or twice.
When they go, you know how they go to the 80s cafe and like everything's 80s? It's like modeled on that. So I don't know if you can see from the picture. Everybody look at your radios. They have like an original from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, the bicycle that he's trying to go get.
Very cool.
A life-size statue of or like replica of Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Terminator. Han Solo from the when he gets frozen in carbonite. Like, you know, Ghostbusters is their theme. They've got Michael Jackson wax figures. And just the whole place, I went in there a couple of weeks ago to check it out, and they've got just everywhere. They've got like posters and memorabilia from the 80s, old 80s arcade games and stuff like that.
Now, where is this, you said?
Fort Collins. It's on...
In your hometown.
Yeah, not my hometown, but where I live. Yeah, it's just on North College. Next time you come, we got to go. I didn't look, because I saw it like driving by a couple of times, but I had never actually stopped in to like see what it's all about. So
that's a really
we
cool idea.
Go there after, you know, the show.
Let's go there right now.
Sorry, Brandon.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No, I saw this this other feature. It was some guys in out of the Netherlands, Switzerland, somewhere up there. I can't remember, but they had a cereal restaurant.
A
cereal restaurant. So it's a restaurant where it's nothing but cereal, and they collected boxes from like the 1980s of discontinued cereal that you can purchase and have I don't remember cereals that you had as a kid. If you can remember any.
Ghostbusters cereal.
stuff like that. So they would have that there that you could get a bowl of, or the monster in your pocket cereal or whatever that stuff
was. Yeah, or the A-Team cereal where they had Mr. T on the front saying, "I pity the fool."
Oh, wow. I didn't see that, but that's pretty awesome. Cool little niche markets like that makes me want to go and just get a whole bunch of different foods.
Yeah, well, when next time you come, we're going. So when is the happiest time of your life? Like what age?
29. Oh, because I'm 29. I really want a happy year.
Just turned 29, by the way.
Yep.
Congratulations. Yeah. Like just a few minutes ago or?
Last week.
Happiest time in my life?
Or any person's life, like our lives in your general life.
I would imagine it'd be like childhood, but where you don't have responsibilities, but you're old enough to start doing things like 12-ish, you know, 10 to 14 in that range.
What do you think, Alex?
Not 12 for sure. It was so...
Yeah, I hated 12. 12 was awful.
Because everybody looks so ugly at 12, 13. And oh, I'm like, God. That's not a happy time.
I see pictures of myself when I was 12. Horrible.
Right?
Absolutely horrible. It was so bad.
The gawkiest. Absolutely.
I 17 was okay, though.
Oh, I had terrible hair.
You at 13.
17.
17. Let me tell you about 13.
So, Alex, what happened when you were 17?
Not that. Wait, you got me.
Oh, not that. I'm sorry. According to researchers, the age 34 is the happiest time of our lives. Any idea why 34 would make you the happiest?
I have no idea why. I mean, I guess that might be the time that the average person is done getting married and starts having kids. I don't know.
But yeah, that's, I agree.
Super stressful time.
Basically, that's kind of true. They say that's the age when you really start to tick off the boxes, like getting married, having children. You start really making forward motion in your career. And they asked 2,000 people who are over the age of 40, all ages over 40. And they kind of reflected back on their levels of happiness. And the result said 34 was the happiest year for the most number of people. And the people who thought their 20s were the happiest, they had freedom, a great social life, career progression that they enjoyed. I mean, it wasn't as big as they got in their 30s, but they liked the direction that they were going. So, you know, and that makes sense in your 20s. I mean, that's what I did in my 20s. You're basically free to do whatever you want.
Yeah, not me. Yeah, I had my first kid when I was 20. So on that plan. Mm-hmm. So I had my next child when I was 24. So when 44-ish rolls around, dude, I'm retiring. I'm done with kids. That's the happiest time of my life.
People who chose the 40s, you know, when you're in your 40s as your happiest, they said that they enjoyed watching their children grow up, come into their own, getting a bigger house, and making a lot of money. People who chose 50s said they liked it because their work was winding down, the kids were out of the house, their mortgage was getting paid off, and they would get a new start after their latest divorce.
Oh, wah, wah.
Yeah. People said their 60s were the happiest because they had the ability to retire, travel more, and finally relax. Even though that your mid-30s are the happiest, I mean, I think there's a lot of things in life in general that we can be happy about.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to spend a nice decade in my 30s pursuing a career, and then it's going to wind down halfway through 40s, and by 45, early retirement, relaxing in the woods.
That's never going to happen.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Have you ever had your caricature done?
No, I saw yours done once when I was a little kid.
And did you like it?
It was goofy.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, I had it done. It was at Marine World Africa USA.
USA.
We asked our friends what they wanted, and they told us rides. You can tell I watched a lot of TV when I was a little kid. Would you ever have yours done, Brennan?
I don't think so. No, because I'm like, yeah, I've seen them done before, but it's not really my thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't like them either. They're like weird looking drawings.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was kind of fun, but I definitely wouldn't want to like actually look like my character.
Well, and the other thing is like, if you asked me, Brandon, would you have a full portrait painted of you by a world-renowned artist? Would you like that? Not really. No, I'm not vain enough to really want a portrait of myself hanging up in my home.
I would totally do that. Put it over the fireplace and make and make everybody look at it as they walked by.
Make everybody look at it.
Yeah.
What was that picture that we saw of our friends? And every birthday, they took a picture of him. For his birthday. Then the next year, they took a picture of him, but his picture was in the picture. Then the next year, you had like the picture of a picture of a picture. So every year, it's like, yeah, you know, like last year's picture in there in the same thing. So it's like.
So it's almost the same effect as when you look in two different mirrors at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. So it kind of, it like has that mirror effect, but it's like new pictures.
Yeah, they decided to do that every year.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
Little boy.
Well, I would do that with a painting. And my okay, I would have a painting done with like a painting of myself in it with another painting and another painting, okay?
Just get this artist to stand there for 5 or 6 hours, do 5 different versions of it.
Yes. And then I would hang it over my desk behind me at like this huge desk and wearing like my suit and tie when my daughter brings home her boyfriend. And when he comes in, I'll make him sit, you know, on the other side, and I'll be like doing paperwork and looking and make him sit there until he says something like, excuse me, sir. I say, I'm not ready for you yet.
You know? I got a question, Cliff. How many daughters you planning on having there, buddy?
One.
Just what, you gotta gonna go for a shoot for another one?
I'm going for one just so that I can torture.
He didn't ask me.
No, I didn't ask her. It's not is not her life. Okay, this is my life. And
I'm sure I'm not involved.
And this is for the sole purpose of torturing her boyfriend.
Oh my god. What a reason to have a kid.
Yeah, because after I get done, I'm gonna I'm gonna adjust my tie, like kinda loosen it, and be like, so you wanna date my daughter, huh?
Something that you would do for sure.
Oh, yeah, you know I would. Well, Christina Butel from West Yorkshire, England, had her caricature drawn for her on a vacation trip when she was just 15 years old, cheerio. And it has completely changed her life. Because over the last 15 years, I told you we do terrible British accents. That is why we call it the English Express, don't you know? Oh, hello.
Hey, Pip Pip.
And over the last 15 years, she spent over $180,000. Okay. Where does a 30-year-old, because she had her character drawn at 15. She's now 15 years later. She's 30 years old, and she spent $180,000 on plastic surgery to make herself look like her caricature.
Oh my gosh. Now I understand what you're saying.
Where did she get $180,000 at the age of 30?
Credit cards, maybe?
I mean, she's been working on this for 15 years, and there's still work to be done. Some of the treatments she's had are $300 a month on sunbeds. She's had 5 boob jobs to take her cup size from 32 double D, which is what it was naturally.
This poor woman. Why is she doing this to herself?
She wants to look like her caricature. She thinks it's the best look ever.
Sick.
And she's now 36K. Yeah, because you asked why she does this. She says, the first time I saw the caricature, that was it. I was so happy. It's like, finally, I knew exactly what I wanted to be in life. I wanted to look exactly like that cartoon.
This poor woman has such little self-esteem, such little view of herself before this, that she wants to idolize this artist rendition, this joke of a picture. That's so sad that she cares about herself so little.
Yeah, it's terrible. She's had lip injections, Botox, eyebrows, eyeliners, lip liners, and a heart-shaped nipple tattoo.
Oh, well, that's kind of hot.
I'm sure you'll be shocked. She's 31 and single.
Oh, yeah, all right. She can go get employed by the Coast Guard as a life raft.
The NativeTalk.net radio program with Cliff and Brandon. Don't touch that dial. You don't know where it's been. You're listening to NativeTalk.net.
We are your pets, and this song's dedicated to those people who don't have health insurance yet. Enroll, we say. We want you to be okay. Enroll, we say. Take care, people, for goodness sake.
Health insurance is now affordable. It covers prescriptions, hospitalizations, and preventive care. Visit GetCoveredAmerica.org to learn more.
And take care, people.
Brought to you by Get Covered America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to NativeTalk.net. Audio files are available online at NativeTalk.net.
This is all wrong.
Listening to anything else?
I don't know what it is.
It's like kissing your brother.
It's like I'm kissing my brother.
And now, your hosts, Cliff and Brandon, we're legends in our mother's mind. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Welcome back to the NativeTalk.net radio program. Message line, if you want to call in and drop us a line, 970-278-5791. And as always, visit us online at NativeTalk.net to download and listen to any of our past shows. Like this one. This one is a past show from a long, long time ago. From when we did a different show. So hopefully you're enjoying that. And next week we'll actually have a real new one and kind of explain things. And we got a very interesting letter from a woman who doesn't like our show. So, that's going to be an interesting one. I've actually been holding on to that for a while until we can get back. So anyway, let's continue the fun talk with Gun versus Hatchet and the question quiz between Brandon and my wife, Alexandra. So let's get on with it. So if you had to take a choice in a fight, okay, you're going to get in a fight.
Yes.
And you have the choice between a gun or a hatchet. What do you take?
Ooh.
Gun versus hatchet.
Okay, so I am Native American, so I got
range. I know the answer.
Yeah, you can throw the hatchet.
Right. So, even so, I'm going to err on the side of caution. We're going to go with a gun.
Yeah, see, I disagree with that. What? I totally disagree with that because, to me, it depends on how far away you are. Because a gun is a distance device.
Yes, and even with something that's very close range like a pistol, you still need to have like 2 or 3 feet for effective use.
Exactly. You got to have a couple of feet. And so if we're close enough and I pull out my hatchet and I come running at you, first of all, I get the shock factor. You're not going to be expecting it. And then you have to like aim better. If I'm like swinging the hatchet around,
just screaming not like Mel Gibson, freedom!
Yeah, exactly. And so, you have to aim it, pull the trigger. Hopefully it's loaded. I mean, you got to be really on your toes there. But if I've got long distance, I got to go with the gun in that case. So for me, it depends on how far away you are.
Yeah, I mean, I see your point, but I mean, we could battle semantics all day long. I could sit here and talk about, well, if I'm really good at reflexes and you come at me with a hatchet, I can sidestep you and pull out my sidearm and fire at you using your momentum against you. Like, I can make hypotheticals all day long, right? But ultimately, it's a gun versus a hatchet. Come on.
What do you think, Alex? What do you take?
Nothing. I don't know how to use a gun. I don't know how to use hatchet.
Oh, no.
See, that's the other, other thing.
I would just run away.
Just duck and cover.
So there's a 7-Eleven, which, look, back in the old days, I used to love 7-Eleven. 7-Elevens were my go-to place.
Oh, thank heaven.
7-Eleven. When me and my best friend used to go like on bike rides and stuff, 7-Eleven was like the stop, and Taco Bell.
No, I don't remember you calling them bike rides. I think they were called Slurpee runs. Yeah, I think that's
no,
how you got.
No, not that. I'm talking about when we went up to like Folsom Lake and stuff.
Uh huh.
So we would always stop at like every 7-Eleven and Taco Bell. So there's a masked man walks into a 7-Eleven, and he pulls out his hatchet. swinging right away. He comes charging the guy at a 60-year-old customer for no reason.
Okay? He just walks in.
Swinging the hatchet.
What a lovely gentleman.
Okay. And the 60-year-old is sitting there drinking his morning coffee.
Just relaxing. Wow. Like, happens all the time.
That's it. He's relaxing. Again. Yeah. He's like, oh, this again. So he suddenly changes course. He decides, you know what? I'm not going to attack the relaxing gentleman drinking his coffee, and decides to make his way to the counter, where he immediately attacks the clerk, which I'm sure you'll be shocked at this name, Kuldeep Singh.
Oh, thank you. Come again.
At this moment, look, this is the guy's mistake. He should have continued after the customer, because he says later that he didn't have time to think, he didn't have time to react, and if the hatchet man had continued to come after him, he probably would have won. But thanks to him switching direction and going after the clerk instead, the customer just happened to have a gun on him, pulled it out, shot the hatchet man in the back without saying a word.
Yeah, I mean, when you're 60, you shoot first and ask questions later.
Yes, absolutely. And the customer, he's a store regular. He's been coming by this particular 7-Eleven for over 10 years just to drink coffee and buy scratch tickets.
Well, I'm glad they treated him right and had him keep coming back. Three scratchers for a week.
Apu has received minor injuries to his stomach, and the customer says he's a little too shaken to even talk about the instance. They say that he's a hero. He will be facing no charges. So in this case, gun beats hatchet.
Ding, ding.
So you guys guessed correctly. Good job.
Oh, so hard, too. Really racked my brain.
Okay, if the guy had taken care of the customer first, hatchet would have won. Would have kicked gun's ass.
No, because he used a hatchet on the clerk and only got minor wounds to the belly. This guy sucked at hatcheting, so gun would have won anyway.
Okay. You've seen Breaking Bad, right?
I am the one who knocks.
Do you remember the cousins? What was their weapon of choice?
The cousins?
The cousins. The badass Mexicans from south
of
the border.
They were really creepy.
The creepy dudes who never talked.
I can't remember.
Oh my god. They had a giant hatchet.
It was a show about drugs. What do you think I was doing?
Gotcha.
Just kidding. Okay. Now it's time for the English Express question quiz.
Yay!
We haven't done this in a while.
I miss the question quiz game. I don't miss the name, but I miss the game.
What's wrong with the name? Come up with something better. All right, I got a couple of questions for you and Alex, tailored to you guys specifically. So we're going to see who is going to answer the most questions correctly. In the event of a tie, I do have a tiebreaker question. So we're going to start this one with Alex. Now, Alex.
Yep.
We've been to New York City before, right?
New York City?
Now, in New York, there are 3,000 people working at this job, making a good living selling this product on the street. What is
Hot
the product?
Dog.
There we go. One for Alex.
I was thinking falafel.
Okay, you would have not gotten that question correctly. All right, Brandon. A new survey has listed the most popular summer candies. What came in number one?
Ooh.
As the most popular summer candy.
Oh, man. I don't know. M&M's?
Saltwater taffy.
You're kidding. Really? No. That's such a grandma candy.
Saltwater
number two
taffy.
Is butterscotch or what?
Three was ribbon candy. Alex, what female star? You like this person. She's a member of a famous acting family, and she played the little girl in E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
I know.
Drew Barrymore?
Yeah. Absolutely. You got it right. Another one for Alex.
Okay, that was easy.
Steal that one from
me. Okay, Brandon, this one is for you.
All right, I make a comeback. Here we go.
A Fifth Element, a Sixth Sense, 9 Yards, 10 Yards, 12 Monkeys, and 16 blocks. This unusual collection of items is linked to which actor?
Bruce Willis.
All right, Brandon is on the board.
When you said Fifth Element and Sixth Sense, yeah, I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool that you had it sequential, though. That was awesome.
All right, Alex, what is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Really?
I really don't remember.
Brandon, for a steal.
I'm going to go with my mom's favorite animated character, of Tinkerbell.
All right.
That's it. Brandon got...
Is it half a point for steal?
Half a point. And Brandon, you can win with this one. Because right now it is... Well, it's 1.5 to 2. So winning this question will put you at 2.5 and beat Alex.
Let's do this.
What is the standard size of a dinner plate today?
Oh, dude. 11 inches.
No!
It is 9 inches?
12 inches.
Oh, man.
That is a standard dinner plate. Well, Brennan, I have a bonus question for you, okay? It is 12 inches today, but in the 1960s, it was smaller than that. What was the standard size of a dinner plate in the 1960s?
9 inches.
Unbelievable. You got that. But that's only worth half a point, though, which means that you guys are tied, and I have one last question. In Australia, there are 6 states.
Wait. Where's the tiebreaker rules? What are the tiebreaker rules?
It's Alex gets the first shot at it. I'll say that. There are 6 states. Which state in Australia has by far the smallest population? It's a devil of a place.
I got it.
Alex answers first.
I don't know.
Tasmania.
And Brandon... gets the point. How did you know?
The devil of a place. Other than that, I was like, I don't know any of this. Is Brisbane a state? I don't think so.
No, but you got it.
I didn't even know Tasmania was in Australia, to be honest.
So Alex got the hot dog question right. She got Drew Barrymore right. So she got 2. Brandon got Australia, Miss Summer Candies.
Okay, you don't have to count. He won.
Okay, so you got
bonus in the middle. That was like I really want to read this tiebreaker, so let's get Brandon 2 points.
And last thing. Go ahead.
We skipped over something very important.
What did we skip over?
What do I win?
You win nothing.
What do you mean? This game sucks.
You win happiness. That's all you win.
I can't take happiness to the bank. I can't eat happiness.
Yes, you can. We still have some.
Okay, most people I'm sure have no idea what that joke is about.
I was so lost.
All right. So the last thing is, us Americans, we have a need for speed. And we're not talking about cars, okay?
More than talking about drugs?
No. More than standing in line or being stuck in a red light, waiting on hold on a telephone is the most frustrating thing, according to a survey. The latest survey by...
What?
Yeah, that people hate waiting on hold.
Get over yourselves and play some Sudoku.
Well, they asked 1,000 adults, and they say that... 50% of people waiting on hold hang up after 30 seconds.
You're kidding me.
Wow. Nope.
Just 30 seconds.
Yeah. 80% of people said they are patient by nature, but they also admit that 96% of U.S. adults knowingly consume extremely hot food that burn their mouth. They're like, I know it's hot, but I'm going to eat it anyway.
Yeah, I'm a victim of that with pizza.
I have done that. Did you have your story?
My story?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You told me about it before. Yeah.
I'm like, what story?
Yeah. The story you talked about right before the show?
Yeah, about hot stuff. I was drinking tea and watching TV in Russia, and there was something interesting, and I forgot to open my mouth. No joke. It hurt.
Oh no. Did it go like all down?
Yes, it was really hot. If you know Russians, we drink hot tea. Yeah, that didn't feel good.
Well, 70.
I put myself with coffee today, but I don't think it was as hot as yours.
70% of people speed on a regular basis to get to their destination faster, and almost a third of people wait less than 1 second before zooming past a slow pedestrian walker.
You know, I think these speed limit signs, they're just more of a suggestion anyway. Who doesn't go 52 and a 45? Come on, you're not really hurting anything there.
All right, that will do it for classic Cliff and Brandon that you've never heard before. So hopefully you enjoyed that. And I'm fairly certain that next week we'll be back with a fully new show. But if not, I'll have more fun and interesting stuff from the past. Anyway, email the show, podcast@nativetalk.net, if you have any comments. And of course, check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Native Talk Radio. See you guys next week, I hope.
You're listening to the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. Diet this, low fat that, no calorie this, no sugar that. Eh, who needs it? Here comes another great conversation on super important native topics. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.